Just to segue from this very, very last Gemara into one raid bite, and that is something that we talked about when we learned Masechtas Megillah. It's something that's Nogeya today's daf, and it's something that's very much in Yonah D'Yoyma, as we're in Mishenichnas Adar Beis, where it's obviously Marbe B'Simcha. And that is, it's Yodua that the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, said that one of the places that the Torah mentions all the Yomim Tovim is in Parshas Emor. Right? On Yontif, we read Parshas Re'eh, Aser Ta'aser, Kol HaBechor. We also read Parshas Emor. Why Parshas Emor? Because you have all the Yomim Tovim, literally every single Yontif in the Torah is mentioned in Parshas Emor. It's in the second half of Parshas Emor. The beginning of Parshas Emor talks about mitzvahs related to the Kayanim, Emor, V'amarta, L'hazuk, D'ilma, L'aktanim, V'chulu, V'chulu, V'chulu. And then the second half of the Parsha is all about the Yomim Tovim. After the Torah mentions the Yomim Tovim, so the Torah mentions two parshias. The first is the parsha of the Menorah. The second is the parsha of the Shulchan, the parsha of the Lechem Aponim. Literally, we go from the Manyedu Dereseichem ki Pesukas Eishavti as Bnei Yisrael to Vayidaber Hashem Amoshele Metzavis Bnei Yisrael v'yikcho Eilech Hashem Menzayich Zoch Kosis Lamor Lahalis Ner Tomin. And then the next parsha, V'lokachto Soiles V'afisa Oysa Shtei Mesrei Chaloi Shnei Esroinim Yachalo Echos Pesukim that we had in today's daf. So we go literally from the parsha of the Mayadim to the parsha of the Menorah to the parsha of the Lechem Aponim. So the Rekeach said, and the Bnei Yisrael quotes this in Chanukah, that the reason the Torah mentioned these two mitzvahs, because in these two mitzvahs there's a remes to another two Yomim Tovim. Not Yomim Tovim on a deraisa level, but two Yomim Tovim midrabanon. And that is the Yontif of Chanukah and the Yontif of Purim. Chanukah and Purim are the two Yomim Tovim that we have not midrabanon, but the two Yomim Tovim that we have midrabanon. So said the Rekeach, that to be meramis to the Yontif of Chanukah, right after the parsha of the Mayadim, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu Eilecha Hashem min Zayizoch, Kosis Lamor, Lahalois Ner Tom. And then we have the parsha of the Lechem Aponim, to be meramis to the Yontif of Purim. So the mitzvah of Chanukah is meramis to the Yontif of the mitzvah of the menorah is meramis to the yontif of Chanukah, and the mitzvah of the shulchan and the lechem aponim, that's meramis to the yontif of Purim. When you think about it, at first glance, bishleima, the menorah has a shaychus to Chanukah, that's something that we obviously understand. But what's the shaychus between the lechem aponim and Purim? That's something that l'chura, at first glance, is tanbir. And the pashup shad is, because on Purim, there's a mitzvah of mishta, there's a mitzvah of simcha, there's a mitzvah of chay vinish lepsume, adalo yoda, there's a mitzvah to be marpa. Marba Besuda, and the Lechem Aponim is Yud Beis Chalois, and the Lechem Aponim represents a tremendous riboy of Shefa, of Lechem, of bread, of Suda. So therefore, merumas and symbolized inside the Lechem Aponim is going to be the Yontav of Purim. That's the Pashup Shah. But when we learned Masechtas Megillah, we spoke out an epic Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer said Pshat in this Rokeach, based on a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is going through the Psukim in the beginning of the Megillah, specifically, Gam Vashti Amalka Osasa Mishtei Nasha. So Vashti Amalka, just like her husband, she also made a Suda. She made a Suda, and this Suda was for all the women. And the Pasuk says that Achashverosh had called for Vashti and wanted Vashti to appear in front of Achashverosh. Vashti refused to come. The Gemara says, why? And Achashverosh got very, very angry. And he wasn't sure what to do. So first he went to the Talmid Chachamim. He went to all the Chachamim, the members of the Sanhedrin that were there, and he asked them, what do I do? I asked my wife to come, and she's publicly humiliating me. She's literally not listening to what I want. I need a little bit of an answer. And they refused to say. They felt that, Oyliyim Agid, Oyliyim Lo Yagid, and as a result, it doesn't make sense to say anything. So then Achashverosh went to his next best chevra, Vakor Avelov. So he turned to his advisors. He went to Karshna, Shesar, Admasa, Sarshish, Meres, Marsin, Memuchan. Who are they? These were the Shiva Sarei Paras Umadai. They were the Roye Pnei HaMelech, HaYoyshvei Rishonei BaMalchus. These were the board of directors. These were the people that were Yoyshvei Rosh. So he turns to them and he says, what do I do? I'm not sure what to do. Vazolichtan. And the Gemara says, Memuchan, he was the head yet. He's the seventh one that's mentioned. He was Kofatz Berosh. And we all know what he told Achashverosh to do, which was go and kill Vashti, which set the stage for Esther to now become the bride, for Esther to be married to the most powerful person in the world, which eventually would lead to the Purim miracle, which would lead to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And of course, the rest is history. But it all begins with Vashti refusing to appear in front of Achashverosh. Achashverosh is torn. He's not sure how to handle it. He turns to the Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech, and the seventh one, Memuchan, he's the one that gives him an Eitzah. Zok the Gemara. This story, as depicted in the Torah of Iksav the Megillah, is what was happening in the world at that very time. But that's what was happening benigla. But Pnimius, there was something else happening simultaneously. Vakara Velov says the Gemara, Shesarad Masa Sashish. Amr Rablevi. Rablevi said, Ko Pasik Zal Shum Karbonis Nam. The Pasik is a remiss to all the Karbonis. Karshna. Amr Malachi Shah Sapnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As this was happening, as Achashverosh turns to the Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech, as Vashti refused to come, and as Haman is getting really, really upset, Achashverosh is getting really, really angry. Chamas HaMelech. He's getting really, really upset. So, as this is taking place in Shemayim, there's a tumult, there's a gerita. Amr Malachi Hashar Sifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Hashar has turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They realize that this was an opportune time, that maybe if Vashti gets taken out, this will be an Eitzah for Esther to come in, and that's going to be the Revach Vatzalah, and this is where the Yeshua is going to come. So they turn to the Eibush, they say, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Klum Ekrivu Lefanecha Karim Bnei Shana, Kedar Shah Ekrivu Yisrael Lefanecha. Tell me, the Umay Sa'olam, did they bring Karbanis and a Beis HaMikdash and a Holy Temple the way the Yidden did? Sheisar, Klum Ekrivu Lefanecha Shnei Toirin, did they bring birds, Shnei Toirin? Admasa, Klum Banu Lefanecha Mizbeach Adama, Tarshish, Klum Mirsu B'dam Lefanecha, did they mix the blood? Marsna, Klum Mirsu B'menachas Lefanecha, Memuchan, Klum Echinu Shulchan Lefanecha. Did any of this happen? And the Eibishter Kinnira was Mekabel, the Taina of the Malachi Asharis, and he said, Maskim, 100%, Nicham Tano. And Vashti is taken out with the advice of Memuchan. Esther ends up coming in her place, and the seeds were just planted for Gulas and Shei Yisrael. Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer that the Gemara is mavur that the names of all these Sarim that were Roy Pnei HaMelech was a remez to Tainas that were going on in the Pnimius of the world. Tainas that were going on by the Malachi Asharis. Ultimately, which one of the Shiva Roy Pnei HaMelech was the one that sealed the fate L'toiv for the Yidden? It was Memuchan. What was going on the Pnimius with Memuchan? Klum Hechinu Shulchan L'fanecha. It's mashma, said the Chassam Sofer, that the taina of Klum Echinu Shulchan Lefanecha, that was the ultimate taina. That was the taina that Lemaisa caused that the Yidid should be saved, that Vashti should be killed, and that Esther should end up being the queen, and everything should play out the way it was supposed to play out. So it comes out, what was the schus that the Yidin had for the Hatzalah of Purim? It was the schus of the Shulchan. Zok the Chassam Sofer Kedarkoi. He says, that's pshat in the Rekeach. The Rekeach says that after the parasha of the Miyadim and parasha of the Emor, you have two parashas in the Torah. You have the parasha of the Menorah, and then you have the parasha of the Shulchan. You have the parasha of the Lechem Apanim. What's the pshat? So the Rekeach said it's a hemshech to the parasha of the Miyadim, because this is a remez to the two Yomim Toivim that the Yidin had all been with the Rabbanim. The Menorah is a remez to Chanukah, and the Lechem Apanim and the Shulchan is a remez to the Purim. Over the Shalos Vos, hot the Lechem Apanim and the Shulchan to Tan mit Purim. So it's a ribo, it's a suda, Zok the Chassam Sofer, because it was in the schus of the Shulchan that the Yidden had the whole Hatzalah. It was Klum Echinu Shulchan Lefanecha. The whole Hatzalah came from the Shulchan. And if the whole Hatzalah came from the Shulchan, his Mirum is in the Shulchan, is the Nesa Purim. Half of a fell. But the Emes is Adayin Tzarech Bir. The Chassam Sofer leaves us hanging a little bit, because the Chassam Sofer doesn't explain, why was it the Shulchan? It wasn't the Mizbeach. It wasn't the Tmidim. It wasn't the Shnei Torim. It wasn't the fact that they were Mishing Dam. It was the Shulchan. For some reason, it was all in the Shulchan. Why the Shulchan? Abedivrei Chassam Sofer, we know, are Aniyim B'Makam Echad, and they're Ashirim B'Makam Acher. And sometimes you have to be able to put the puzzle together to be able to see the whole picture. And the Emes is the Chassam Sofer, and one of his drushes on Zayin Adar, it's Drush Zayin, and the new drush is Chassam Sofer, it's in middle of a drush, he asks this question. And the Chassam Sofer says a teretz. His teretz is a Dov Nifla. It's up to Chassam Sofer. He says, you know why? He says, all the malachim were coming with tainus that the Yidden, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they brought karbanis. Klum heikvchim, didn't they bring the Karin? Didn't they bring Shnei Tairin? Didn't they bring Menachis? Weren't they Memaris the Dam? They were coming with things that happened in the Avar, things that happened when there was a Beis HaMikdash. But right now there was no Beis HaMikdash. And because right now there was no Beis HaMikdash, so those chusim were not going to be matzal. It wasn't going to help them for right now. He says, you know what? The Maluch of Memuchan said, he said, Klum Hechinu Shulchan Lefanecha Hayoim. Klai Yisrael today, they're still being Meichen Shulchan Lefanecha. This is something that's going on today. Like the Gemara says in Chagiga Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Posach b'mizbeach, v'sayim b'shulchan, to teach us, b'zman sh'beis ha-mikdash kayim mizbeach mechaper. Oh, but achshav that there's no beis ha-mikdash shulchan and shalada mechaper. And that's what the Malachim was saying. Look at Klai Yisrael. Once upon a time, we had a beis ha-mikdash. We don't have a beis ha-mikdash anymore. Oh, but afal pikin, the Yid has a shulchan. And look at the chasadim, look at all the tzedakas that he's doing on his shulchan. And it was that schus. So you want to know why it was the shulchan? It's not the ma'il of the shulchan necessarily. It was the fact that right now they had a shulchan. They didn't have karbonis. They didn't have dam. They didn't have menachis. About shulchan, the Yid had a shulchan. And every Yid has the ability to do chesed on his shulchan. And because the Yid were constantly doing chesed with their shulchan, that was the schus, that's what was ma'orim memuchan. So memuchan goes ahead, and in this world he goes and he says, yeah, kill Vashti. Yeah, he thinks he's an ibuchuchim. He's the one that figured it all out. It has nothing to do with him. His strings are being pulled. Leif Sarim Malachim Biyad Hashem. What's going on in Shemayim is the Yidina. There's a tremendous schus that's mamish is being boiled in Shemayim. Look at the shulchan. Look at the table of a Yid. Look at what goes on. Look at all the chesed that takes place on the shulchan of a Yid. And as a result, that's the schus, and that's what's ma'ir Haman to go ahead and for Haman to do his thing. And Zokter Chassam Sofer, that's why it's in the shulchan that there's a remes ederekech to the Yontav of Purim, because ultimately it was because of the shulchan. It was because of the shulchan that Klai Yisrael had that song. Of Purim. To appreciate this just a little bit more, there's one very important Maariv Makom. There's Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya is in Parshas Truma. The Shulchan, the Pasuk says, Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya, game changer. Vasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim. The word Shitim, he says, is Rosh Tevis, it's an acronym. Shalom, Toiva, Yeshua, and Mechila. Shin Tes Yod Men. It's Shalom, it's Toiva, it's Yeshua, and it's Mechila. Zokt Rabbeinu Bechaya, because when a person has a Shulchan, and he invites people, and he shares with other people, that Shulchan is Shalom, Toiva, Yeshua, Mechila. All the Yeshuas in the world comes from that Shulchan. And then he brings a Dover Nifla. He says that I heard there was a minig that there were chsidim in Tsarfas. There were chsidim in France. That when they died, they were mitzava, that their coffin should be made from their shulchan. Lahoyrais, to show, ki ha'odam la'yisam u'ma bi'adai. That in the next world, you don't take anything with you. V'lo yuvenu ba'amalai, all the, everything you have, that stays back here. The only thing you take with you is kimat tztaka sh'asa b'chayev. It's only the tztaka that he did. V'atoyva sh'umete v'ashulchanai. And all the toiv that he does on his shulchan. V'lo kach amru razal, says Rabbeinu B'chayev, that's what the Gemara means in Brachas Nundalad Amid Beis. Hamaruch al shulchanai. He says, Shulchan is Shalom, Toiva, Yeshua, Mechila. The Chassidim in Tsarfas, they used to make their coffin from their Shulchan. Because they understood the Schus, the Koyach of a Shulchan. That when a person is mated with another Yid, he invites him into his house. He literally brings him into his Shulchan, onto his table. From there, it's Avasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitin. It's Shalom, it's Toiva, it's Yeshua, it's Mechila. The Schus that the Yidin had for the Purim story was the Shulchan, Zokter Chassam Sofer. Because the Shulchan is something they had even when they were in Paras, they were in Madai, they were in Shushan, they were in Golas. The Yidden throughout Golas, they didn't have Karbanas. Oh, but the Shulchan was something they always had, and that's why it wasn't the Shulchan from Amal. It was the Shulchan that they had with them in Golas. You know, it's Mavur from this Chassam Sofer. That what's Chus that the Yidden have for the Purim Hatzalah? It was the Shulchan. It was all the Chesed that the Yidden did on their Shulchan. Throughout Masechtas Megillah, one of the themes of the Raid Bites were that the Purim story wasn't just about a gzeira that was somehow prevented, but it was all a hechatimtza to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. Haman was the one that was fighting against the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So was Achashverosh. So were the Aseres B'nei Haman. Achashverosh tells Esther, I'll give you whatever you want, at Chatzi HaMalchus, but I'm not going to give you the Beis HaMikdash. And the Venahapachula Yehudim was that Esther marries Achashverosh, has a son, Daryavish, who's a Jew, and he's the one that gives the Yidden permission to go ahead and to build a second Beis HaMikdash. The Purim Yeshua wasn't just about being saved from Gzeira. It's in the historical context what caused and what brought about the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Everybody knows. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three cardinal sins. It was Avodah Zarah, it was Gilei Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The whole schus the Yidden had for a second Beis HaMikdash The whole schus the Yidden had to get away from the gzeir of lahashmid laharig la'abid was the shulchan. It was the fact that the Yidden sit on a shulchan and it shalom toiv yeshua mechila. That's what the schus was. And as long as the Yidden kept that, the Yidden had a second Beis HaMikdash. But then hundreds of years later, there was Sinas Chinam. And once there was Sinas Chinam, the Yidden didn't have the Shulchan anymore. Then already people were judgmental. You could sit on my table, you can't sit on my table. Then the world was a very different place. And they lost Shalom and Toiva and Yeshua and Mechila. And they went back to that matziv where Achashverosh is looking at the Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech and he's telling them, "Nu, what should we do?" And in Shemayim there was a tumult. And the Malachim were coming together. And they said, but this and but that. Of the Malach that 500 years earlier had said, Klo mechinu shulchan lefanecha. He was quiet. There was a haskateger, Rachmanullah. So he couldn't say anything. He couldn't talk. Because it wasn't true. Because at that point there was sinas chinam. So what happened? That Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden got in the schus of the shulchan, in the schus of Shalim Toiv Yeshua Mechiva, that Beis HaMikdash was lost. I believe that's the rest of the story.